to Real World News.
Declaration of the Third Special Conference for Food Sovereignty Rights Alive. On Thursday, the 29th, a delegation of social movements will read a summary of the declaration after the Third Special Conference for Food Sovereignty. The declaration strongly reaffirms food sovereignty as a real solution to the food, climate, and human rights crises that are affecting the region and the world. Food sovereignty is a principle, a vision, and a legacy built by indigenous people, peasants, family farmers, artisanal fisher folk, women, Afro-descendants, young people, and rural workers, which has become a platform of our struggle and a proposal for the society as a whole, stated the social movements and other groups and networks who gathered in Buenos Aires from March the 22nd to the 25th to celebrate the third special conference for food sovereignty. One of the demands of the declaration addressed to the international community and especially to the governments present at the 32nd Regional Assembly of the FAO is that the Latin American and Caribbean governments promote at the Rio Plus 20 Summit sustainable development, recognizing the contributions of family, peasant, and indigenous agriculture, and helping countries to create national agendas with reference to it and not a global green economy based on free trade and the global market. This privatization and commodification of life and nature has been proven to be highly destructive and unsustainable. The document also demands an end to the persecution and criminalization of the defenders of peasant rights, native peoples, and other populations that suffer the attacks of agribusiness and transnational corporations. We want the governments of the region and the FAO to adopt urgent measures to re-establish the national food systems in Haiti, allowing the people of the country to recover their autonomy. Less guns, less troops, and more sovereign food for Haiti, reads the document.
You are listening to Real World News.